everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by Eric. Today, we're diving into something that honestly doesn't get talked about enough: stigma around mental health in disability communities. It's like double the stigma, right?
Absolutely, Ruby. It's a bit of a double whammy, isn't it? People with disabilities already face a lot of misconceptions. And then if you add mental health challenges on top, the prejudices just sort of stack up. It's not just one hurdle, it's a whole obstacle course.
Yeah, and I think a lot of folks don't realize how isolating that can be. Like, not only are you dealing with the day-to-day stuff, but then there's this extra layer of, I don't know, people just not getting it, or worse, judging you for it.
Exactly, and that isolation can be really tough. There's discrimination, sure, but also this sense that you can't even reach out for help because you might be seen as, well, even more different. I read about a peer support group in the UK. Actually, let me see if I remember the name. I think it was Mindful Connections or something like that. Anyway, they started sharing personal stories in their local community, and it really helped break down some of those barriers. People started to see the individuals, not just the labels.
That's so good. Storytelling is powerful, hey? I mean, when you hear someone's actual experience, it just hits different. It's not just statistics or like a headline. It's real life. And it can make people rethink their assumptions, even if just a little bit.
Yeah, and it shows that support doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes just having a space to talk, to be heard, can make a massive difference. But of course, getting to that point where people feel safe enough to share isn't always easy when stigma is so deeply rooted.
Totally. And that kind of leads into, like, why is this stigma so sticky? I mean, it's not just one thing, right? There's all these cultural and societal ideas about what disability is, and then mental health gets layered on top. It's like people just don't talk about it, or if they do, it's in whispers.
Yeah, and institutions can make it worse, honestly. Sometimes the way services are set up or the language that's used just reinforces those old stereotypes. And if people aren't educated about mental health, especially within disability communities, the misunderstandings just keep going.
I remember my first year at uni, I went to this disability advocacy event. Honestly, I just went for the free snacks, but I ended up staying for the stories. There was this speaker who talked about living with both a physical disability and depression, and it just like flipped a switch for me. I realized how much I didn't know and how easy it is to make assumptions without even meaning to.
That's such a good point. Sometimes it's just a lack of awareness, not malice. But the impact is the same. People feel misunderstood or worse, invisible. And if you don't see yourself represented, or you only hear negative stories, it can be really hard to reach out for help.
Yeah, and I think that's why education and awareness are so important. Like, just having these conversations, even if they're a bit awkward or messy, is better than pretending the problem doesn't exist.
Right, and that's where advocacy comes in. There are some really effective efforts out there. Policy changes, inclusive practices, all aiming to reduce stigma and make mental health care more accessible. I mean, it's not perfect, but there are organisations leading the way. Peer support programmes, for example, have been making a real difference, not just in the UK, but globally.
Yeah, and it's not always the big flashy stuff that works. Sometimes it's just a local group or even an online community where people can share what they're going through without fear of judgment. That kind of acceptance is huge. I think of groups that focus on both disability and mental health and how they create space for people to just be themselves, you know?
Absolutely. And it's about understanding, not just tolerance. When communities come together, whether it's through advocacy, education, or just listening, it chips away at those old stigmas. There's still a long way to go, but every bit helps.
Yeah, and I guess that's what we're trying to do here, right? Just keep the conversation going, make it a bit less scary to talk about. If even one person feels less alone after listening, that's a win in my book.
Couldn't agree more, Ruby. And we'll definitely be digging into more of these topics in future episodes. For now, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Label.
Thanks heaps for listening, everyone. Eric, always a pleasure chatting with you. We'll catch you next time.
Take care, Ruby. Bye, everyone.